Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good morning. My name is Nick Russo from 100.3 The Bull, and this is Eye on Houston, our community show where we talk about great organizations that help our community in many different ways. The show airs every Sunday morning, and as always, we're lucky to have great guests like today, Irene Hickey from the Rotary Firefighters Home. Thank you for joining us, and good morning.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Now, before we talk about the importance of the Rotary Firefighters Home, I wanted to get to know you just a little bit more. How long have you lived in Houston?
I've lived in Houston for 71 years. I was born here, native.
That's awesome. So which part of town?
Well, I was born near downtown. The hospital no longer exists there now. My residence now is in the Museum District, but I've lived all over Houston over those many decades.
Wow, that's really awesome. So, I don't know if it gets more Houstonian than that.
I can tell you that in my entire life, the Gulf Freeway has been under construction.
And it will always will be, right?
Always
likely,
will be.
Until they come up with a monorail or something, that maybe, but then they'll have to construct that.
There you go.
So, now, how did you get involved with the Rotary Firefighters Home?
Well, I'm a Rotarian, and I belong to the University Area Rotary Club, as does a retired captain of the fire department, Homero Ponce Lopez. And Homero came to our club and said, I don't think you guys know that the most common work-related injury a firefighter gets is cancer. You think of strains and burns, but it's actually cancer due to the carcinogens. And so when these guys have cancer and they come to Houston to be treated at MD Anderson, then they need a place to stay, because another thing people don't always know is that MD Anderson does the cancer treatment usually on an outpatient basis. That means you've got to go somewhere at night after your treatment to stay. And it costs. If you've priced hotel rooms in the medical center or museum district, it's expensive.
And it's not covered by insurance.
It's not covered by insurance. And so Homero came to our club and said, would our club be interested in supporting that project? Because that's what Rotary is about, giving back to the community. Service above others is the motto. And so we looked at it and said, yes. About that same time, which was about 6 years ago, I was working for Xerox at the time, and Xerox offered what's called a social service leave, fully paid leave of absence to work on particular service projects. And I said, hey, I'm at retirement time. Why not? Filed for it, was granted the application. And so I started out with the project at the very beginning, 6 months fully paid by Xerox.
Wow, that is super awesome. I didn't even know that kind of leave of absence applied, or companies even had anything like that.
Well, amazingly or sadly, I was the last female to ever get the leave. And then after that, Xerox stopped it because they've changed their business plan and how they were doing it. So I was really glad that I got in there at the end.
Well, you could definitely say it's meant to be, for sure.
It was.
And so you kind of embarked on this challenge, if you will, to help create this organization. And it sounds like it's a Ronald McDonald House of sorts.
Of sorts. It's primarily for firefighters and first responders, or if there's no one on the waiting list that's a firefighter or first responder, it's for their immediate family. because we recognize that their pay is a lot less. And so we want to try to supplement their income, as it were, by paying for a place for them to stay.
This is such a great organization, and it's actually the first I'd heard of it was talking to you today and just over the emails we'd exchanged. Welcome to Ion Houston. My name is Nick Russo. We're pleased to have Irene Hickey of the Rotary Firefighters Home on the show this morning. Now, as I said, this is my first time really learning about it. Now, you mentioned a man's name whose idea it was earlier. Who was that?
Retired Captain Homero Ponce Lopez.
And did he work in Houston as a firefighter?
He did. He retired as a firefighter, and he's the one that brought it to our attention. We just didn't realize the cancer risk. And yet it's a no-brainer if you think about it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, first thing I think about is asbestos, but I know that's kind of the older, you know, a lot of older homes had that as the insulation and turned out to be a terrible carcinogen. And then you think about the firefighters, and they don't just go into homes. You know, they're going into buildings, warehouses, and just about anywhere.
Well, now, if you think about it, and this is where I had to step back and look at the photos that we see on TV of fires where they're fighting it. They're in the full gear. And then when they get overheated, when they come out of the building, they go somewhere and they have to take off that gear to cool down. Well, then they're breathing all that.
Yeah, all the fumes. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, so how long has Rotary Firefighters Home been operating?
We filed our articles of incorporation in 2013. I wouldn't really call that operating. We were that was about the time I had my leave, and we were just trying to figure out what we needed to do to be a viable 501c3 and then to eventually build an apartment complex. So we started in 2013 with laying the groundwork for it.
And so have you built the apartment complex since?
We have not. What we've done now is we have two fully furnished apartments that we provide free of charge, except for the cleaning fee that they pay, which is $125.
Which is minimal if you think about the grand scheme.
Minimal. And they stay anywhere from 3 days to 90 days. We based our model on several other places like that that exist here in Houston, although they aren't for firefighters. Mm-hmm. And then the snag that we hit, or the hurdle, is that there aren't any real hard data statistics that were available, because you don't give your occupation when you go in to get medical treatment. And then you have to release your occupation and what's going on with you if you want to be part of any data gathering. So we assumed the need would be great, but you have to prove it in order to get the land donated. And so we started out, our goal is 6 apartments right now for the first year. As we gather the data, how many firefighters are on our wait list, how many people need help. And then it is our plan with our 5-year strategic plan to get the land next year. And the size of the land will depend upon what we see the real need is.
Wow, that's really awesome outset. And the other thing is, essentially, you could build a community.
Right.
You know, right. Where you have an apartment community almost that has everything, and then you can keep adding to it just to make it even more livable and more welcoming, if you will. You know, add swimming pool for the kids or the families who are there, just anything to help take that away. Again, welcome to Ion Houston. My name is Nick Russo. Today we're learning about the Rotary Firefighters Home, which serves as I call it a Ronald McDonald House of sorts, because it provides firefighters' families a place to stay while they're battling serious illness and receiving medical care. Generally, cancer among firefighters is the most common, and while they receive treatment, their family can stay rent-free in these fully furnished apartments. Today on the show, we have Irene Hickey, who's worked with the Rotary Firefighters Home since its inception, and they can't do this without the help of the public's generosity. Now, Irene, this brings us to the third annual gala that's coming soon. What can you tell me about this event?
We are very excited that our keynote speaker is Nim Kidd. Nim, I have met him personally. He is probably considered the busiest man and one of the most important men in the state of Texas, because he handles the emergencies and the disasters. Wherever they are, the ball stops with Nim.
And Lord knows we've had plenty of them in the last 5-6 years or more.
We've had plenty of them. And coincidentally, I was at a different meeting that had nothing to do with the firefighter home up at College Station, and Nim was a speaker there, and I went up and said, "Oh, since you know about disasters," and I started talking to him about it, and he said he got goosebumps because one of his very best friends, we had actually helped in one of our apartments, and he already knew about our project. And he told me his name, and I said, yes, I remember that firefighter. And so it was such a coincidence. And so he gave me his information, and I went home, and I thought, do I dare ask the busiest man in the state of Texas if he'd come to town during hurricane season and be our keynote speaker? So it took me a while to get up the courage to do it. He said yes immediately. So that's our keynote speaker. Our MC is Ernie Manous with Public Broadcasting. Ernie's an Emmy Award winner. He has been donated his time for 3 years running now to be our MC. And it will be on Saturday, September 7th at the Omni Hotel West from 6 to 9 p.m. You can go out to our website and get information on the tickets. We are in need, of course, to sell tickets, to sell table sponsors, or to have an underwriter for it.
And that's the Saturday night, by the way?
Saturday night.
And do you sell tables or is it individual tickets? What's the best way to go about that?
We sell individual tickets and we sell tables and we sell sponsorships. For instance, we have a lot of volunteers. Without their help, we wouldn't be in existence, but they need to be there. And so they need a table. So some people will buy a sponsorship. $1,500 takes care of a table. And that's a sponsorship. And then we can put our volunteers at that table. Or we need an underwriter. $10,000 would be an underwriter, and you'd get all the hoopla that goes along with
that. And it's a 501c, so
yes.
All your donations are tax deductible.
That's
also
correct.
So if you can help out with the great cause. And again, if you've joined us for this show, you've heard the great benefit on the other side of the donation also goes to help out a great deal.
That's right.
I can really tell that you take this really personal. Like, you know, just listening to you talk about how you recognize the firefighters' names. Is it fair to say it is a deeply personal and very close-knit group of, firefighters and families and organizers?
It is, yes. And you can't not become a member of the firefighting community once you get to know some of them. And our motto is they were there for us, so we are here for them. They will not ask for help. I think that's part of the psyche of a firefighter, but they will accept help if they, you know, if we say, hey, we've got this for you and we can help you. And we would love for the city of Houston to embrace this project and be one big family.
Absolutely. And it's early, you know, 3 years for this gala. And as you said, 2013 is when you first filed the paperwork and began the journey. And, it's only been 6 years, you know, so it seems like you guys have come a long way and the project has vision, which is most important. And I really encourage anyone to go to rotaryffh.org. I was on the website earlier today and I saw just so much great information and lots of different ways to help and donate and be a part of it. I'm assuming there'll be a silent auction.
There will be a silent auction.
Those are my favorite.
And there will be a live auction. We always auction off 2 firefighter helmets, the real deal. And we have them autographed. It depends on sometimes. One time we had them autographed by firefighters who'd been staying in the home. One time it was from different firefighters at a certain station. But it's neat to have the helmet. And people don't realize how heavy those helmets are, how impressive they are. So we always auction off 2 of those.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've spent quite a bit of time with the firefighters of different areas in our community. I was in Sci Fair for an event they were doing, and they had we raced to put on the whole firefighter gear and everything, and it has to be close to 100 pounds worth of stuff, you know. But that is really great. And thank you so much for coming on Eye in Houston again. This has been Irene Hickey with the Rotary Firefighters Home, and they've got a great organization. Again, I encourage you to go to rotaryffh.org. You can find out all the information about the 3rd annual gala coming up on September 7th. You can buy tickets, you can sponsor. They're also still looking for an underwriter. If you or your business would be interested in that, we'd love for you to be a part of that. Again, rotaryffh.org. Irene, thank you for coming on Eye on Houston.
Thank you for allowing me to talk about my project.
We're more than happy to. It's a great project, and it's great for Houston. If you'd like to know more, please find us on Facebook. Just search Eye on Houston.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.